My privilege to be here today. About a year ago, I was in China with Shabbat. And Pastor Hu. And several others. So it's good to come back here and share with you today. The passage that we're going to be looking at today is in Genesis chapter 16. Genesis chapter 16. If I could pick, which as a guest preacher I can do, if I could pick whatever passage I would like to preach on, it's usually somewhere in Genesis 12 to 50.
如果我到外面讲的话，那我可以随便挑。那我挑了一般呢，都会挑创世纪的十二章到五十章之间的经文。Sometimes
from the Gospels too.
当然，更多的时间会从那个福音书里面来挑。But
these chapters in Genesis show us how real the Bible is.
今天呢，我们一起来看创世纪，创世纪在一章，给我们显示啊，圣经是什么。
I think one of the reasons we know the Bible is the Word of God is how honest it is about its heroes of the faith. If you or I were writing a holy book, we might be tempted to take off all the bad parts. Anytime where somebody does a sin, we might want to excuse it. And yet the Bible is honest about the people who struggle in its pages. One of the things I want us to consider from the very beginning is how honest the Bible is about this and how we should not be discouraged with our questioning. And our struggles. And this chapter shows us very clearly, and so let's read this verse by verse. Now Sarai, Abraham's wife, bore him no children, but she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. So she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian maidservant Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife.
于是亚伯兰的妻子撒来将使女埃及人夏甲给了丈夫一切，那是亚伯兰在迦南已经住的时。So
he slept with Hagar and she conceived.
亚伯兰与夏甲同房，夏甲就怀了孕。When
she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress.
她见自己有孕，就小看她的主。Then
Sarai said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me." May the Lord judge between you and me. Your servant is in your hands, Abram said. Do with her whatever you think best. Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that was beside the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going?"
对他说，撒勒的使女夏甲，你从哪里来，要往哪里去？
I'm running away from my mistress Sarai, she answered.
夏甲说，我从我祖母撒来面前逃出来。
Then the angel of the Lord told her, go back to your mistress and submit to her.
耶和华的使者对他说，你回到你祖母那里，伏在她手下。
The angel added, I will so increase your descendants that they will be too numerous to count.
又说，我必使你的后裔极其繁多，甚至不可胜数。
The angel of the Lord also said to her,
对你说，
you are now with child, and you will have a son. You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard your misery.
你如今怀孕要生一个儿子，可以给他起名叫伊斯玛利，因为耶和华听见了你的哭声。
He will be a wild donkey of a man. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone's hands against him. And he will live in hostility toward all his brothers. She gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her, You are the God who sees me. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. That is why the well was called Beer Lawai Rawai. It is there between Kadesh and Bered.
So this 井名叫比尔拉哈莱，这井正在加迪斯和巴列中间。
So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram gave him the name Ishmael to the son she had born.
后来夏甲给亚伯兰生了一个儿子，亚伯兰给他起名叫以马士利。
Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael.
夏甲给亚伯兰生伊什玛利的时候，亚伯兰年86岁。
These first four verses of Genesis 16 give us two things about Abraham and Sarai.
今天的经文呢，前四节呢，就把当时亚伯兰和撒来的景况告诉我。
And many sermons are built around three points.
那么很多讲道呢，都是讲三个重点。
Although I don't have a poem at the end.
然后我都没有。
But the first point that I want us to consider is that there's a difference between believing and taking matters into our own hands.
那么我今天要讲的第一点呢，就是关于信靠、相信啊，有信心和把事情呢在自己手里，用自己的手来做事。
In the language of Scripture, the difference between living by faith and living by sight, the things we can see.
那在圣经里，也经常会跟你讲，我们的生活是靠信心呢，还是我们的生活呢是靠眼见为实呢？
Now it's interesting because in Genesis 15, just before this chapter, God comes to Abraham not once but twice and makes him many promises.
那很有意思的就是创世纪的第十五章，上帝不止来了亚伯兰前面一次，来了两次，给他有很多的应许。
The Lord has promised that Abram would have more descendants, more than the stars in the sky or the sand on the seashore.
上帝已经向亚伯拉罕应许了，他的后裔将要像众星那样众多。
In chapter 15, verse 1, he is not to fear, but to see God as a shield, his very great reward.
在第十五章的第一节神对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐。
Yet it's clear from these verses in chapter 16 that rather than rely on the promises, they wanted proof of God's word.
那但是从今天的经文来看呢，亚伯兰呢，没有依靠神的话语，但是他们想有一些确据，想从神那里拿到一些确据。
We even see him question this in chapter 15, verse 3. You have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir.
我们从十五章三节我们看得出亚伯兰向神诉说说。你没有给我儿子呀，那我家的那个仆人就是我的后嗣。
So God goes through the ceremony in chapter 15 to confirm the covenant that this will happen.
那 上帝呢在十五章的后半节有一个仪式嘛，这仪式就是向亚伯兰说，我跟你的应许就像我跟你的约一样，这是你的约。
When we get to chapter 16, we see that he's still waiting.
在现在到了第十六章，亚伯兰在等待。
We see that he's been living in Canaan now for 10 years.
那我们知道，这段经文说，亚伯兰在迦南已经住了十年了。
And if we were in that situation, we might think as Abraham did.
如果我们在亚伯兰的情况里面，我们大概跟亚伯兰的想法会一样的。
Lord, you said I will have descendants like the stars in the sky.
上帝啊，你告诉我，我的后裔要像天上的繁星那么多。
But can we start with one?
但是我们应该从一开始吧。
How am I going to get so many if I have none?
那么后裔会有那么多吗？我现在一个还没有。
See, rather than persist in their faith, as we might expect the Bible to tell us that everything went smoothly,
那么，就像我们信仰上面，圣经并没有告诉我们这个一切都是很顺利。
We are actually showing their lack of faith.
这里呢，圣经在给我们显示他们的信仰是不成熟的，没有信仰。
You see, they had this solution, and so they, the situation when they didn't have any children, and so they made their own solution.
那么他们现在在这个情况，他们没有孩子，那么他们就自己找了一个解决的办法。
When the situation became difficult, they took matters into their own hands.
那现在呢，情况越来越难了嘛，那他就把这个事呢，都在他自己手里要成就的事。
In verse 3, we see where they took the Egyptian maid servant Hagar, and Sarai gives her to Abram to provide an heir, to provide a son.
那在第三节我们看到撒拉就把生以下甲给亚伯兰，希望呢他以下甲能为他们生养。
You see, here's the problem. What they desired was good.
那这是有问题的。他们想做的当然是件好事。
But it was not done in the proper way.
但是呢，并不是一个合适的。
It was not done in God's way.
不是在上帝的办法中。
I can see them talking to themselves at night between themselves and saying, "Okay, God, we've given you about 10 years. Where's the heir?"
我可以想象，他们晚上他们两个互相交谈，或者在向神说话：“神啊，已经十年了，到现在还没有孩子。”
And we need to remember that what they were trying to do was.Good in that they needed to have an heir. They needed someone to fulfill God's promises. In that culture, it was so important to have a son to carry on the family name. Someone who would receive the possessions of the family.
那这个人呢，才能把家产继承。
Now you may think this is crazy, in some way it is.
或者你想，哎呀，这好像。
But I would challenge us to say that this happens in our lives a lot.
那我想给大家说，在我们的生命中，这也发生了很多。
Where we can either listen to God or do our own things.
我们可以听神的话，或者我们自己做自己要做的事。
It's interesting how this has happened in history as well.
那很有意思，在历史上这也是一样的同样的发生。
One notable example is in the history of England.
那很有名的例子就是在英国历史上。
There was a king, Henry VIII.
那有亨利八世。
And this king wanted nothing more than to have a son.
那这个英国的这个老皇帝呢，他就想要儿子。
And he had several wives, thinking that each one that succeeded would give him a son.
那他有好几个太太，好几个太太都不能给他儿子。
You see, he blamed his wife for not giving him a son.
那么他当然呢，就是说这都是那些太太的错。
Even though science has shown us it's the father who determines whether he will have a son or daughter.
当然了，我们知道现在科学呢是丈夫呢是决定呢这将来这个孩子是男的还是女的。
His desire to have a son led him to divorce his wives. Some of them even were murdered.
那他想要儿子，他就把他前面的那个丈夫和太太要么给杀了，要么给离婚了。
Because he was part of the Roman Catholic Church and they did not believe in divorce, they said we cannot grant you a divorce. And so he made up his own denomination.
那他那时候都当然都属于这个天主教嘛，天主教不允许离婚，那他就自己呢就成立了自己的教会。
And so he determined that there will be the Anglican Church now.
那他就说我们这里要开始成立圣公会。
So just think about this. One man is affecting so many people in the desire to have a son. Many people woke up the next day and they were no longer Catholic, but they were Anglican. You could see how confusing that would be. And he eventually did have a son, and his name was Edward. And you don't hear much about Edward because he became king at age
9.
But he died at the age of 16. So all of Henry VIII's efforts, all his scheming, affecting millions of people in history. Did not accomplish what he so desired to do. Well, similarly, Abram's and Sarah's decisions affect countless others as well.
同样的，亚伯兰和撒来所做的事情也影响了很多很多人。
They directly affect Hagar.
它影响了夏甲。
The son to be born, Ishmael.
那个要生的孩子叫什么？以实玛利。
The son of promise, as it says in Galatians 4, Isaac.
那在哥林多也说出那个那个加太书的说了那啊神这个应许的孩子是以撒。
And all of their descendants.
还有他们后面的后代，所有后代。
Now, if we are quick to judge them and look down upon them, we need to pause a second. Because, I would say, in many ways, this situation is very modern. After all, I think one of the greatest struggles that we have today is being very self-centered, very self-focused. Think about our society today and what we hear around us and some of the messages that we hear. If you don't like your old car, get a new car. You deserve it. If you don't like your job, get a new job. You deserve it. Not getting along with your husband or wife, get a new one. God doesn't want you to be unhappy. Of course, I'm exaggerating here. But our society will tell us if you're not happy, make changes. People now have life coaches that will come along and help them and motivate them and get them to where they want to be. I want us to see that we are not very different than Abram and Sarah. You see, in their hearts, they were not setting their hearts on God, but what God had promised. They were not relying on Him, but on what they could get out of Him in a son.
They were not relying on Him, but on what they could get out of Him in a son.
Hudson Taylor had a very famous quote, and I think it's very appropriate when applied to our Christian lives today.
Hudson Taylor 也有一句话啊，对我们啊现代的基督徒的生活呢很有一个意义。
God's work done in God's way will always have God's provision.
神的事工，如果用神的方法来做，神必有供应。
Now, again, we might think of that when we're trying to raise money for a mission trip, but it applies to the whole of our life.
也许你想啊，这只是在啊、我们要做短宣的时候，要啊、要投资的时候做的这么做，实际上在我们生活的每个方面都应该的。
In other words, do we have a sense of depending upon our Heavenly Father to guide us, or are we content with just doing things as we deem fit?
那实际上是在我们心里，我们心里呢是依赖神呢去做这事呢，还是在我们心里我们自己要靠自己的力量？
If we are honest with ourselves, we usually have a plan, and we ask God to bless that plan.
如果我们对自己诚实的话，我们常常是我们自己另有计划。
Rather than seeking God and saying, what really would you have me do and waiting on Him? And this can happen in very big ways and very small ways. We usually think of this when we're facing very big decisions in life.Who should I marry? Where should I go to college? What career should I choose? But there are also very daily, everyday decisions that we make. Will we respond by faith?
我们是以信心来回应呢
？In what we cannot see，
那有些事情确实是看不见的。
Or will we respond as Abram and Sarai did here, doing what seemed best to them？
那么，或者是我们是像亚伯兰、撒来这样回应呢？就是我们要做一些事情，对我们自己最好。
Okay, so that's the first point. We can either believe and trust, or do things as we seem fit.
那。这是第一点，就是我们是靠信心呢，还是我们自己靠我们自己的善，这样能够怎么做
？Which leads to the second point is that they are going to bear the results of unbelief and taking matters into their own hands.
那么现在呢，就是第二点，第二点呢，如果你靠自己的想法，你靠自己的意愿做事，那就有后果，这个后果你要承受。
Look with me, if you will, in verse 4 of chapter 16.
那么现在呢，再看啊。
But Hagar becomes pregnant, and when she does that, she knows that she's going to have a child, and so she begins to despise or taunt her mistress.
那亚伯兰与夏甲同房，夏甲怀了孕。那么夏甲呢，看见自己有孕，知道自己能生个孩子，就想看他的父母。
And things go from bad to worse.
那事情呢就越来越糟了。
In modern terminology, we would say this is a very dysfunctional family.
那这个按照现代话语呢，这个、中文翻译呢，我就是功能失调的家庭，或者是一个败坏的家庭。
You see, the problem is God will oftentimes allow us when we make our own decision to go that way.
那在现实中，神常常许可我们用我们自己的想法做事，但是呢
，to show us the error of our way.
那就是告诉，也是在告诉我们我们自己的方法。
You see, Sarai got her son by her own way.
那么夏甲现在啊，撒来现在呢有个孩子，用他自己的方法得孩子。
But now they both bear the consequences of that.
那他们现在就有这个后果，他们要承受。
It gets so bad in verse 5 that she says to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering."
那这么糟糕的。撒来就对亚伯兰说：“你是我父亲。”
See, in her blindness, she forgot that it was her idea and it was her fault.
那么在这儿说呢，当然他是很愤怒了，他就看不见。这开始这是他的问题，这是他的错。
And actually, Abram bears a lot of the fault as well.
当然，亚伯兰也是有。
For allowing the situation to get to this point.
那他是允许可了这个事走到这一步。
And his answer speaks of how he really feels about the situation.
那么他对发来的回答呢，也告诉我们他对这个情况是这样想。
He's trying to step out of the situation and say, "You take care of it."
他就好像是撒手不干了，你是你的事儿，你管吧，我不管。
Verse 6 says, "Do with her as you think best."
就是这里就说你可以随意摆。
That's not a very, that's not a ringing endorsement for his support of Hagar. So these verses tell us the, what happens when we choose our own way. In Galatians 6:7 it says, Do not be deceived, God cannot be mocked, a man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature will from that nature reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So it seems like a hopeless situation. Abram and Sarai, they sinned, they did their own thing, and now they're bearing the consequences. But the good news of the gospel is that God never leaves us there in despair. Otherwise, all of us will be in a hopeless and helpless situation. So whereas we often have the decision to live by faith or by sight, we sometimes bear the consequences of that. Third, now we see that God gives grace and mercy even when I take matters into my own hands.
那这里就引出第三点，第三点就是啊，尽管我们有时候我们靠我们自己的力量去做事，那我们就有这犯罪的后果。但是在这种最终神的恩典会拯救。
If you look at verse 7 and following, we see that Hagar is so despairing that she runs away.
那从今天的第七节往后，你就可以看到。下一个在这情况下那么苦他就要跑。
As we see God's grace demonstrated to Hagar,
我们也看见神对下一个的恩典。
First, the Lord shows that he is a personal God.
第一点神向下一个讲的他是可以下一个建立个人关系的一个神。
That he comes and is concerned about this runaway slave. And this is none other than the angel of the Lord. Many scholars think that this is an appearance of Jesus before the incarnation.
很多呢，圣经的学者呢都认为，这实际上就是耶稣基督。耶稣基督在他道成肉身的一种体现，就是耶和华的使者。
This angel of the Lord comes and relates to him.
这个耶和华的使者来和他建立关系。
Second, he shows that he is a God who hears.
第二呢，这就显示了神是能够听人话的。
Verse 11 says, You shall name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard of your misery. Most Bibles have a little footnote after the name Ishmael, and it goes down to the bottom of the page that tells us Ishmael means God hears. You see, he does not leave Hagar to fend for herself as Abraham did when he said, I don't know, you take care of it. And not only that, but the promise that was made to Abraham still stands. We see in this passage that he says, even this son, will have many descendants.
而且呢，不光是那个，不仅仅是那个，神对亚伯兰的应许，在这个孩子上也会得到应验，就是说，他将来的后裔也会众多，像黄金一样。
Third, he shows that he is the all-seeing and all-knowing God.
那第三呢？啊，神呢在这里显示说他全知全能。
Verse 13 is difficult to translate, but probably the translation that is best is this.
那第十三节呢？啊，翻译是比较困难。
You are the God who sees me, for she said, "Truly, I have seen Him here who sees me."
那翻译呢？我们中文的翻译呢，就说是在这个耶和华为看顾人的神，在这里我也看见了看顾人。
So God has heard her cry.
神呢听见她的呼喊。
God has seen her desperate situation.
神呢看见她的苦情。
In other words, Hagar realizes that even though she is a runaway Egyptian slave,
这时贾家就意识到，她尽管是一个逃跑的埃及的奴隶。
That she is running from this very hopeless situation.
她从这个很绝望的一种情况中逃跑。
The God of Abraham was the one who was watching over her and her son.
上帝是看着他的，不光看着他，还看着他还没生的孩子。
So the Lord has demonstrated His grace to the undeserved.
神向那些不配得的给了他们恩典。
And as we read in the next few chapters, Abraham does have a son of promise.Isaac.
那我们后面，你看，创世纪的后面几章，亚伯兰确实后来得了一个儿子，就是以撒。
And then through the ages, through the years, there was coming a greater son.
在后面还有一个更伟大的。
The Lord Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
The one that whom God would give the greatest mercy and truth through.God did not discontinue or quit His plan of salvation through their mistake. But rather, He shows His greatness through our weakness. So this should drive us.More to the Lord Jesus Christ. So, what are some practical ways that we can live this out in our own life? Two thoughts. First, to put it in the negative, beware of spiritual impatience.
首先呢，从负面上来说，就说呢，大家要注意，我们不要有属灵的急躁。
If we are honest with ourselves, we would say that we are also are impatient with God many times.
如果我们对自己是忠诚的话，应该说我们像亚伯兰、撒甲一样，对神的领导很多时候也是急躁。
We do have a plan, and we want God to bless it.
我们都有自己的计划，我们只希望神来祝福就好。
Maybe he's not moving fast enough.
或者他祝福还太慢了。
Maybe we don't have our wish list full yet.
然后我们的像神想请求的那个清单呢还不够全。
But here's what Paul says in Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 to 13.
但是呢，在保罗书信腓立比书二章十二节、十三节是怎么说的？
Therefore, my friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence.
这样看来呢，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里。
Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good purpose.
更是顺服，就当持续善行，成就你们得救的功夫。因为你们立志行事都是咱在人心中运行，要成就他的。
I would say that all of us at some time have given God an ultimatum.
我想在座的多数人都会在很多时候给上帝一个最后的通牒。
We might not say it this way, but we phrase things or think things like, you better do this or else. Do you realize, when we stop and think about it, we realize how silly that is. That he does not serve us, but we serve him. And he sends his blessing on us through Christ. Second, to put it a little more positively, we need to consciously turn to Christ in our daily decisions. Well, what does this look like? How are you to do this as individuals and as a congregation? For this week, I'd like to challenge each of us to consider two specific petitions from the Lord's Prayer. When we think about your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, there's nothing special about these particular words. It's not like we say them 20 times loudly and everything will be better. But these two petitions will challenge my spiritual impatience. And our hearts will begin to change. Because they tell us that God doesn't exist for us, but we exist for God. These petitions, and in fact, the whole of Scripture is to move us out of our own selfishness into a godly perspective. To consider what Jesus would have us do for His glory and not for our own. When we have this attitude, we will see more clearly the needs of our brothers and sisters in Christ. And when we live in this humility, those who are not yet Christians will see that something is different about us. Not because we're better or smarter, but because Jesus is living in us. So as we consider these words from Genesis 16, and we daily have the choice of living by faith or by sight. Trusting in God's promises or doing what I want to do. May we cling to the greater Son, the true Son, Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Father, we pray that your kingdom would come and that your will be done. We pray this for every corner of our lives. Help us in these various areas of our life. In our families, in our employment, For those who are single, in this church community, that your Holy Spirit will be at work in us. Break us of our impatience with you. When you don't do things like we would. Help us to find our righteousness in Jesus Christ. In whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen.